thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at my my bank balance, and I see a charge, and it says Supreme Tops, and nobody has made a charge for Supreme Tops. And when I'm the cardholder, and when I talked to some gentleman a few minutes ago, he gave me a name, and nobody has made this charge. Can you look at this for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code and your name?
My name is Paula Miller, and it's 40475.
Okay, Paula Miller. Could it be under a different name or a zip code?
You all told me a different name of a friend of mine, but he did not have it. He wasn't even here yesterday.
Okay, what's his name?
James Phelps.
Okay, yes, I'm showing under James Phelps. And can you verify the shipping address?
The shipping address is 212 Miller Drive, but nobody called. He didn't make I've got my credit card locked up. Nobody can get to it, and he certainly wouldn't do it. He's my godchild.
Okay, man. What's the?
So it's 212 Miller Drive, Richmond, Kentucky, 40475. But it's got to be some sort of scam because he would have never done this.
Okay,
it says Florida on it.
It says Florida.
It's showing Florida?
It says Florida at the very end, FL, and we live in Kentucky.
Yes, it's showing a Richmond, Kentucky address, but it's not that street number that you gave me. It's a different.
What street number do you have?
It starts with a 1.
It starts with a 1.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what it is. This is my card number. What address have you got?
Okay, well, I can't give that information. Can you verify an email address?
My email address is mudturtleforus@icloud.com.
Okay, no, it's showing a different, it's showing a Gmail address.
Mine is Jimmy Allen.
Okay, yes.
@gmail.
Yes, and that's the email that it's showing.
Is that the email? And what is the purchase supposed to be for? Because I'm James Phelps. I'm her godson.
Okay. Well, it's showing that you paid on December 9th, 2021, you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive that gift of a spy camera.
Oh, we didn't remember that. Yeah, but it wasn't $56.
It wasn't that.
Yes,
exactly. We've already received the camera. We paid the $7 shipping fee, and we've done received the little small spy camera. Like this person was supposed to be for
December.
Some type of Supreme Tops or something, and they saying that the purchase date was supposed to be today.
Yeah, it says February 12th.
Correct. The terms and conditions tells you that gift of the spy camera, that was a welcoming gift for enrolling in the Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to use on the online web store.
Well, I haven't received anything since I made that purchase for the spy camera since we did the shipping, because that's all they required was the shipping fee.
The gift card is sent to the email. Sometimes it'll go to like your clutter or your junk mail.
So he needs.
Yeah,
he needs.
I don't really be checking my emails like my emails. I only check them for like job searches and career searches and things like that.
Right.
Temp service information, that type of stuff. So, I mean, when I get trash, it automatically goes to my trash or spam. I got the notification set up to where I don't get stuff like that because of scams or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cute. James, is it okay if we cancel this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I never purchased.
Oh, I know. That's how they get you, James. That's how they get you. I've done the same thing.
They continue to charge you monthly.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Can you please cancel that for me? Because we don't need anything else like a little spy camera. And I was not, like I say, James is like my child. So he didn't even know it was going to charge there.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel. Would you like that cancellation number, ma'am?
Yes, I'd like the cancellation, please.
It's C as in...
Hey, James?
Definitely. Definitely. Lord, have mercy. This is crazy.
Okay, because I called a few minutes ago, and they wouldn't tell me anything. They said James had to...
Yeah, and I mean, because when I called, it was a different...
The other way around.
They was like, we can't give you any information because you're not the card holder. And I was like, well, okay, well, I'll be calling back with the card holder.
Right.
Yeah, so then I called, and I thank goodness that you're talking to me because the gentleman before would not talk to me. He said James had to call. So, but as long as you could, I appreciate you being nice.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you that cancellation number if you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a second. I will cancel it. Right. Okay, go ahead and give me the cancellation number, please.
Okay, it'll be C as in cancel, 258-966-031.
966-031.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it still going to charge me for the $56 when we didn't get anything?
Yes, ma'am. It's a, you know, it went ahead and charged you today, but I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
I mean, I just think this is like a scam because this young man is like 13 years old. He had no idea, and I was on the phone with him part of the time, and I never heard anything like that. Can you not do any more than 50%?
Hold just a moment, ma'am.
Okay, they're trying to give me a 50%. Yeah, because I'll send this thing back if we have to. No, tell him I remember it. No, I remember it all.
Yeah.
Tell him they're trying to offer me a 50% cancellation.
I'll send it back. I've got it right in that bag right there. I'll send it back to him.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I went ahead and got it canceled, and as a courtesy, I will go ahead and refund that charge of the $56.95. So you should see that back on your statement as
okay,
a credit, okay?
Okay, and what is your name? So I have got it on my what is your name? So I've got it on my – I'm doing a file on this.
It's Jasmine, Jasmine.
Ooh, beautiful name.
Thank
Jasmine.
You.
Okay, and it should be on there as of when?
I'm going to go ahead and process it now. So it'll be, because it is a same day charge, it should be no more than 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Yes,
okay, ma'am. Is there a phone number that I could call you or an extension, Jasmine, if it's not on there?
No, ma'am. But I'm going to make a note on the account that we did go ahead and refund that charge.
Okay, yeah, because it's still in the bag. It's not what
okay.
He thought it was. So
well,
I mean, we can even send it back.
No, ma'am. No need. They're not accepting those gifts back to the warehouse. So it's yours to keep. But I can assure you that I did go ahead and process that refund for
okay.
you.
Okay. So we won't get any, next month we're not going to get it again, right?
No, ma'am. That account has been
okay.
canceled.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day, Jasmine.
No problem. Thank you for calling
okay.
customer
Bye.
Support. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.